Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor and Mr. Olympics. Hello.
Hello, Andy. Yeah, Mr. Olympics.
Mr. Olympics.
You're going to be Dr. Olympics after all this time, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You enjoying the games?
Yeah, I am. You know, but it's interesting because of the business we're in and we're putting out a section and a website.
Yeah.
I get home and I turn on the events and I already know what happened.
Yeah, that's kind of a
bummer. So I'm not watching as much. I did get up. My son and I and some of our friends went to a bar in Arlington at 7:30 Saturday morning for the Russia game, the hockey game.
You did?
And it was packed. We got there about 7:20 and got the last table in the place.
Get out.
It was unbelievable. And we were texting friends and sending pictures. There were probably four bars within three blocks of each other.
No kidding. You
know, all of them overflowing.
Yeah, I heard that that was happening in some areas around the country. I didn't realize that you were actually a part of that big party atmosphere.
Well, yes.
And then you kind of, what, staggered out on the street at noon? Or what?
Well, yes. Did not drive. I want to make that perfectly
all right,
clear.
That's good. That's
we had a
good.
Blast, and it just the atmosphere. And you know, I kind of wrote about it a little bit today. That you know, the NHL cannot turn its back on the Olympics.
You know, I wanted to get
every
in that.
Every year, I can understand it. If this was an every year thing, I can hold them. I can say, time out. Don't need the disruption. Don't need the injury risk. It's once every 4 years.
Yeah.
TJ Oshie is the perfect example. This guy will never buy a drink the rest of his life.
I know.
Who heard of him outside of St. Louis?
You know, I got to be honest, until Saturday, really, you know, I had never put a focus on that guy at all. And all of a sudden, he's like a big star.
Yeah, my son kept telling me, who is this guy? Why is he going again? And what's really funny in hindsight, during the Olympic selection process, they gave ESPN.com and USA Today insider access. They were in the room, and they wrote these stories after. This is how the team went.
Yeah.
And they came down to kind of the last few spots, and Oshie was one of, I want to say, three for maybe the final or final two, and they're trying to put the last pieces together. And they finally called Dan Bosma, the coach, and nice for them to bring him in.
Yeah.
And he says, I want Oshie on this team. He's a shootout maven.
Yeah.
And so it worked out. It was an interesting side to that.
All right. Now, there's still a lot of buzz about that game, and it was won in the shootout. And I understand that there are actual protests underway, and they want the head of the U.S. official who made a questionable call.
Yeah, I don't know that it was that questionable. And, you know, we saw the replay. I didn't realize until later that they disallowed that goal because the net was dislodged. I never saw it go in the net. And everybody says, well, it went in and it hit off the back bar, which runs up and down, and then kicked out. But my way of thinking, if that thing's going up and it hits the bar in the net, it's going up into the net and dropping down.
Yeah.
There's no way it could rebound as hard and as far as it did off anything but the front post. I never saw that puck go in there.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And Ovi was screaming. I'm sorry to interrupt you. And Ovi was screaming that Quick should have been penalized for knocking the net off. I never saw that happen either.
Yeah, yeah. Total medal count. As of just a little while ago, it looks like U.S. and Russia tied at, 19 or
something,
something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the gold medals, it's, you know.
Which is funny because the Dutch have won 19 speed skating medals and another sweep today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, what happened to the U.S. in speed skating?
Well, you know, Ono retired in the short course speed skating, and Shawnee Davis, whatever his name is, didn't do much this Olympics.
Yeah.
It's just they had some high school kid competing in the 10,000 today. So, it's just
ladies great. Ladies hockey doing well.
Yeah, playing for the gold Thursday against Canada. The problem with women's hockey is there's just not enough depth. I mean, in the semifinals, I can't even remember they played Switzerland or Sweden. I think it was Sweden. It was 29-1 in shots after the first period. There's just not enough depth in the women's hockey for it to get the attention that the men are getting.
Yeah.
But these are the two best teams, so the gold medal game should be a doozy.
Yeah. U.S. medaled in bobsled competition for the first time in,
62 years?
Yeah, something
got a bronze.
I got to tell you, though, man, I love that Jamaican bobsled
team. That's the greatest story ever.
I just laughed out loud again last night
at
these
guys. And the George Washington softball player, Elena Myers, we wrote about before the Olympics. Brian McNally, she's in first place after the first run.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ice dancing, you into that at all?
No.
I didn't think you were.
You know, we put it on the front because today, because the U.S. got the gold in it, and I was teasing Matt Pallister, our designer, told him it was the best ice dancing front he'd ever done.
right, very quickly, got less than a minute here. NFL Combine Week in Indy, the big brass headed out. What are we looking for there?
Well, you know, Zach Boyer is going out to find out. You know, hopefully we'll get some Gruden availability and he can start shaping his future. But as he pointed out in the story today, he listed what are they looking for, and then his next question was, isn't that what they've been looking for the last 2 years?
Yeah, really.
Hopefully they find it. They need a lot of help.
Yeah, and Nats getting ready for spring training. They're already down in Florida.
Yeah, what kind of boss am I? I sent Brian to Florida and I stayed here. I need to go to Florida.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but it's interesting to watch Matt Williams. I mean, he was out there in the dugout with his third base coach practicing signs between the dugout and the third base
coach.
Oh,
no kidding.
Yeah, this guy's pretty interesting.
Yeah, intense. it ought to be fun this year, though.
Yeah, it's going to
be
a lot of fun.
All right, Mike, good to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it again.
As always, see you Thursday.
Mike Harris, sports editor here at the Washington Times. Stay tuned. Valerie Richardson coming up next. She's got a story about New York possibly dividing into two states. Stay right here.